How often must one go and visit a chayil in order to fully fulfill the mitzvah of a chayil? When has one fulfilled his obligation? So we know that Bika Chaylim is a subcategory of the broader mitzvah of Bika Chaylim. And we know that Bika Chaylim is one of the mitzvahs, Shein Lam Shir, it's every day. And that being the case, Bika Chaylim really has no limit. So if one goes out, unlike when they say, you know, mitzvah, Lovin Ezra, you pick it up, you put it down, that's it, you're done. When it comes to Bika Chaylim, there really is no point of fulfillment. One has a Mekayim, one has fulfilled, one has, you know, fully accomplished the mitzvah every time he goes and visits. Every time he goes and fulfills the dictates of the mitzvah. But one can't walk away and say, now I'm done and that's it. They don't leave it behind him. Rather, the chiv continues further on into the future, and one can go back repeatedly and build the best of his ability to fulfill the mitzvah many, many times. There is no limit on that. And that, the Shulchan Aruch says, that one should go, afil kam b'palmin b'yayim, afil ben gilay v'chal ha'maysef ha'reizim shubach. One who is maysef, one who adds, one who goes, stays for longer, one who goes more times, even to the very same chaylev, one who goes repeatedly, ha'reizim shubach, he is praiseworthy. However, the Shulchan Aruch adds one extremely important condition, and that is, levad shalaya triachlai, one should not be a tircha on the chaylev. Now, this condition of tircha is a tremendous catch, very often in the midst of Bika Chaylev. That is, as much as we want to go, a lot of times we want to go because we, you know, saying the mitzvah to be chaylev, we want to go because you feel it's the right thing to do. A lot of times there's, you know, a social issue, I want us to go because of friendship, whatever else there is. And many times it's very difficult for the chaylev to receive visitors for various different reasons. For future time, many specific cases where one should avoid visiting the chaylev because it could put the chaylev in a very uncomfortable position. But even without anything specific, any specific situation, the very nature of visiting a person sometimes can be very uncomfortable. Depending on your relationship with the person, sitting there, conversation can get awkward. Sometimes you'll have needs and you won't be able to express them in your presence. Or if somebody who's chashuv comes to visit, sometimes the chayil will feel uncomfortable in its presence. It comes for a few minutes, it's helpful. To stay longer is not helpful. So a person has to be very cognizant that ultimately a paramount point of importance is whether or not the chayil will, you know, what will his condition be post your visit? Are you improving his condition? Are you helping him? Forget your angle, what you want to do and you want to help and you want to be there for him, but does he want you? But always have to take that into consideration. Now the problem is like this. Everyone in Klal Yisrael has a chiyuv bika chaylev. So suppose somebody gets sick, and everyone here in the community knows who he is. Now, if every single one of us were to go, and everyone were to go straight over the next, you know, couple days to visit this chaylev, it would make a, you know, a never-ending train of visitors. It can have an ill effect on his overall matzav ruach, overall on his overall well-being. It could be too much. It could be too strenuous for him. So that being the case, one has to assess if one has a personal relationship. Certainly, one should make a mitzvah himself. What if he can't go to bivak chaylev? What should he do then? So Shulchan Aruch is to one option, and then the Chafetz Chaim others give a backup option. The first option one has is that one can inquire, much of the pe'elus of Bika Chaylim is to inquire to his welfare, to make sure he's being tended to properly, and to be mispallel. One certainly can be mispallel, one certainly can make inquiries if one can offer assistance, one can call and offer to help the family, help the Chaylim with anything that can be done. There's a keem of Bika Chaylim in many aspects one can do without actually going down physically and being there with the Chaylim. One even going to the hospital inquiring. Today, most of the needs are taken care of, so it's not that much the immediate concern is the chayla, but still davening for him. And again, even just offering what one can do has a level of bika chayla. Another option is when we have, you know, the society sets up an organization which can take care of the needs of the chayla. So even though directly one's not doing it, but by proxy, the shliach, one is actually being mekayim bika chayla. So one is ensuring the needs are being tended to. However, he himself is not doing it. So on the one hand, he's not going to cause any major, you know, rushing of people coming into the chayla and causing him to become worn down. On the other hand, he is guaranteeing if one, again, supports such institutions, whatever those institutions may be, any type of bika chayla or refuah organization, which tends to the needs, first of all, tends to the medical needs, as well as the other needs of the chayla, ensures that he's kept in a good position. One has fulfilled bika chaylev on a level, and in many times that may be optimal. Now, this is by no means an excuse to completely defenestrate the mitzvah bika chaylev and say, that's it. You know, it's out the window, I gave my check to the organization, I'm done. This is meant as a backup when you are not the one to go. I mean, the person has to assess himself in his own situation, what is my relationship with this person? What will he want from me? If you have a unique relationship with the person, you can't excuse yourself and say, you know, I'm giving a check instead. One has to go himself and offer something that sometimes only you yourself can offer. But one has to keep that in mind. And just stand up with one nekuda, famously said over from Rav Chaim, that when one does go and visit, even then one has to constantly be cognizant of what's happening with the chayla. The matzah should change any moment. Rav Chaim says over it, the Rambam says, when someone's nichnas eis v'chayla, he should see what he needs. The yavakish lav rachimim v'yetzei. Rambam adds the words to the Gemara. He says, you come down to the chayla, you should see what he needs, he should daven for him, v'yetzei, and he should leave. The famous Rav Chaim Srover, the word v'yetzei is direct instructions that is in the midst of the pack out also. Don't hang around too long. Make sure not to overdo it.